ஆறு சிவாஸ்தியோரம் வந்தா ஹரே கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரே ஹரே ஹரி ராம ஹரே ராம் ராம் ராம ஹரே ஹரி முகம் கரோதி வாசாலம் வந்தனம் காயத்தே கிரி மேத் கிருபாத் மகம் வந்தே ஸ்ரீ குரும் தீன தாரிணம் பரமானந்த மாதவம் ஸ்ரீ சைத்தனேஸ்வரம் ஹரி ஓம் தத் சத். அகெயின் தேங்க்யூ ஆல். ஆக்சுவலி ஐ டு நாட் ஹவ் மச் இன்ட்ராக்ஷன் வித் பிரபு. But with the limited interaction that I have with Mataji, I've heard that he's so wonderful, such a wonderful husband. And you all must be knowing more about Prabhu, actually. And I have nothing to speak here. It's just that Vaishnavas are the only object of glorification. And because they are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. As the Lord is so glorious, so is the Vaishnavas. And they are desire fulfilling trees, vancha kalpa taru. So by glorifying Vaishnavas, because they actually, now Prabhu has become Nitya Siddha, he is part of spiritual world, and he is so glorious that by glorifying him, I get purified. And I've heard from Priti Mataji that he's an example of an exemplary husband. Because they never fought for 13 years. I could not imagine this fact. Hare Krishna, can you hear me now? Sorry?
Mataji is having some sound, Mataji, background noise like that.
Nothing is happening in the house. Everybody has come, so just a second. Oh, but still I think
can
you hear me now? Hare Krishna.
No, Mataji. Still the sound is coming.
Mataji. If you can give me a minute, I'll go get grab my headphones and come. Just a second. Okay.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, Mataji, by the time you fix your the problem, can someone else go? Is that okay, Mataji?
Srinivas Anand Prabhu is
there. Yeah, Srinivas Anand Prabhu, are you there?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, are you in the call?
Okay. I think Jayashree Mataji has joined already.
Okay, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji.
Yeah. Okay, Mataji, you go ahead.
Okay, Mataji. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call.
Mataji, that's
Sushivani Mataji.
Yeah, Sushivani Mataji is going to speak.
Yeah, please, Mataji.
You hear me now, Mataji?
So I'm disturbing Mataji still.
Mataji, it's okay, Mataji. I think we can hear. There is disturbance, but still we'll try to do our best. We can hear, Mataji. You go ahead.
Sorry about this, Vaishnavi. Please forgive me. Actually, Prabhu has become Nitya Siddha, and we are all trying to glorify Prabhu. Just so that we all get that quality of serving the Lord and serving the Vaishnavas, that the mood of Prabhu, he always carried, even this last birthday of him, a blessing that he sought was, let me serve Vaishnavas, Guru, and then only Krishna. And that is the order that we have to follow. Because by serving Vaishnavas, we can actually achieve perfection. That is where is our ego test. And Prabhu is so humble. Mataji is also very, very humble. I have seen them once in Rath Yatra, Atlanta, how they serve. They do not actually get into any kind of personal politics or anything. They actually take everything as a service of service for Krishna. So they take it as so much communication, and they're very humble, and they serve heartily. And that we have heard, because unless and until one serves like this, they cannot attain such a glorious destination. Because whatever we are all trying to do devotional service, just for this, that moment that we actually become eternal servants of the Lord. And our devotional service, this is the final test. This is, and it's like, you know, passing an IIT entrance exam. It is the final test that, and Prabhu has passed it. And not only has he passed, many, many devotees, wonderful Vaishnavas are praying for him, continuing to pray for him. And I've heard that there is, from worldwide devotees are praying. ISKCON, Dwaraka, there are, you know, different great Prabhupada's disciples. All of them are praying for Prabhu and Mataji. Because how wonderful they are. They've served heartily everywhere they went. From Houston Temple to Silicon Valley to Atlanta to Chicago. Everywhere there are devotees for them. And I actually feel very insignificant in front of them. I've always thought, because I've seen Preeti Mataji, completely non-envious person. It's like, whenever I teach something to somebody, I would want everybody to say that, wow, that's nice. But when Preeti Mataji, whenever she takes class, not only does she tell them everything that she knows, but also she helps them to go a further step. And actually, she is so happy when they are actually ahead of her. I have not seen such a, of course, Maharajas are there, but you know, I have not seen such a person who is non-envious at all. And she says that all her qualities are from her husband. She has learned everything from Prabhuji. So I really humbly beg at the lotus feet of Preeti Mataji and her wonderful husband, Srinivas Jagannath Prabhu, who has attained perfection, so to bless each and every one of us, so that we also pass this final test and go back home back to Godhead and serve Vaishnavas without envious, non-enviously, and attain perfection. And thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Mataji, for sharing with us.
Srinivasa Anand Prabhuji are in the call.
I don't know. He said he is in the call.
He said that he is in the call. Prabhu, are you in the call? Please speak. Prabhuji, we cannot hear you, Prabhu. Can you respond to us? Are you there in the call? Let's move to Bhagavatam class. We'll see if it ends. We can go.
Okay, Mataji. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we have fortunate to have our glorious Jai Sri Devi Mataji on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, verse 4th canto, 30th chapter, verse 11 and 12. Thank you very much, Mataji, for joining call. Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning on enlightening us on this topic. I would like to hand over call to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, everyone. Panchkalpa, Chirashi, Kripa, Sindhu, Vaivacha, Patitanam, Pavanevi, Vaishnavi, I want to say, first, I want to offer my condolences. I did not know Prabhu, and from what I hear, he was an exceptional person, an exceptional devotee. And so we're so fortunate to know that the destination of such a person is nothing but auspicious. And although, even from my own experience, the loss of such a person leaves a a big hole in the life, but that always gives us an opportunity to call out to Krishna and to miss such a person. Like our calling out to Krishna with the holy name is missing Krishna, calling to Krishna. So when his devotees depart our association, we are also missing them very deeply. And that's a good thing in one way. So my condolences to everyone, especially the wonderful wife. I hear that she is a very loved person. So I'm sure everyone's taking very good care of her. All right, so let's see. I'm a little bit backward here. Yikes. I'm going to close that screen, move it over. Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari Gopi Janapalava Giriradhari Yasodhanandana Vrajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Panachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Hare Krishna, 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gogopinath Shamakunda Radha Kunigiri Govardhan Ki Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Dham Ki Jai Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Jamuna Maya Ki Jai Ganga Maya Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Shri Mate Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. All glories to the Asama devotees. All glories to the Asama devotees. All glories to the Asama devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Shri Guru. All glories to Sri Prabhupada. So, we are reading from the glorious Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 30, text number 11. Shyamagauri, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Thank you.
यद्यूयं पितुरादेशं अग्रहीष्टमुदान्वितः यतोवा उशति कीर्तिर्लोकाननु भविष्यति.
So yet, because you, Pritu, of your father, Adesham, the order, Agaista, accepted Muta Avita, in great happiness, ato, therefore, va your usati, attractive, kirti, glory. Lokan anu, throughout the universe, bhavisat yati, will become possible. So, nama om, Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasaya Bhutale. Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namani Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pacharini Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Vashyachi Deshitar Om Agana Tamarandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chaksur Nalitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhistyam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Karamayam Dharati Sva Padantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Chita Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagratatam Sahagana Raghunatham Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Setam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavani Sri Rishabhanistute Devi Pranamami Hari Pri Vanchakalpa Tribhasha Kripa Sindhaveva Chapati Dhanam Pravani Vyo Vaishnavi Vyo Nama. So here we are at a wonderful morning of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, the translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Because you have with pleasure accepted within your hearts the orders of your Father and have executed those orders very faithfully, your attractive qualities will be celebrated all over the world. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Since every living entity is part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has small independence. Sometimes unintelligent man asks why one is put into a miserable condition, even though he is under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because of his minute independence, the living entity can obey or disobey the orders of the Supreme Lord. If he obeys the Supreme Lord's orders, he becomes happy. If he does not, he becomes unhappy. Therefore, the living entity creates his own happiness and unhappiness. The Supreme Lord does not enforce these on anyone. The Supreme Lord praises the Prachetas because they all faithfully obey the orders of their father. The Lord therefore blessed the sons of King Parichanabhasat because they obeyed their father's orders. And verse number 12. You will have a nice son who will be in no way inferior to Lord Brahma. Consequently, he will be very famous all over the universe, and the sons and grandsons generated by him will fill the three worlds. Again, the purport. As explained in this verse, the Prachetas will marry the daughter of the great sage Khandu. It is suggested that the son's name will be Visruta, and that he will glorify both his father and mother because of his good character. In fact, he would be greater than Lord Brahma, the great politician Chanakya Pandit said. If there is a good tree within a garden or forest, its flowers will fill the forest with their fragrance. Similarly, a good son within a family makes the whole family famous all over the world. Krishna took birth in the family of the Yadus, and consequently the Yadu dynasty is famous all over the world. So just in this connection, I wanted to say that the Prabhu who just departed was obviously a good tree, and the flowers of his life and devotion have affected people in this world by the wonderful fragrance of devotion and love and good qualities that he has emanated. So we're fortunate to have the association of so many great souls in our midst. And we should, of course, in no way take it for granted that we have this great opportunity. Bhaktatirtha Maharaj once said that the people that we live with in the association of devotees are often the people that are around us when we depart, as we recently saw also in Krishna Nandini's life. She was a beautiful tree in the forest of life, and she emanated a wonderful fragrance also of devotion, love, and she touched the hearts of so many people, devotees and non-devotees. And so her life and legacy will be remembered. So we're fortunate to be surrounded by a wonderful organization that's full of so many wonderful souls. And so to take advantage of their association and to appreciate and tolerate any misgivings that anyone has. They may be a very small tree, just coming up, a little seedling of devotion. So it's our position, our duty, our good fortune to help water the seeds of all of these wonderful trees growing in Krishna and Prabhupada's garden. So that's why we say all glories to the assembled devotees. Some of them are not as advanced, and some are very advanced. So somehow or other, we've gotten this good fortune. So we see that this story has taken place at a very different time than the time in which we live. Our time is a very congested time. So much unwanted association in our world. And we see that these sons were very well behaved, very pure, followed the instruction of their father, and did enough to warrant the Supreme Personality of Godhead coming to them. This is a very unusual situation. In our time, we find so few souls that perform any type of austerity. What do we see around us? Is anyone performing any austerities? Their austerity is staying up late at night, sleeping in, drinking intoxication, watching all kinds of unusual movies, going to bars, having association with so many degraded people. It's just, there's no austerity being performed. If somebody goes to church on a Sunday, that's considered an austerity. Once a week. And in some cases, even in my own family's case, once a year, twice a year, Christmas and Easter. And for those of you who are raised in a pious devotional family, you're very fortunate because you've had altars in your house, pictures, prayers, honoring holy days. I have to say, in America, the general populace does not follow much of anything. If they have pictures of saints from their tradition in their house, it's unusual. Most of the time, it's getting up to coffee and the radio, driving to work, listening to who knows what, coming home, watching TV, drinking, smoking cigarettes or whatever. It's a very degraded time. So the Prachetas, they were performing an austerity that was actually very extensive. 10,000 years they were chanting prayers in the water. So we have a benediction to have an opportunity to know a direction of prayer and austerity to go in. It says the Hare Krishna movement, Lord Chaitanya said, is the prime benediction for humanity at large because it spreads the rays of the benediction moon. It helps people remember what they've forgotten. Like Prabhupada said when he went to London, they asked him, "So what are you doing here, Swami?" He said, "I've come to help you remember what you've forgotten." So the world is full of people who have forgotten God in their daily life. And our movement is geared by Lord Chaitanya and the great souls and given to us by Srila Prabhupada to help spread the rays of that benediction. Because when these personalities of the world who do not have any austerity and any devotion leave their body, their destination is unknown. I mean, can you imagine going through the same situation in a place where you have no idea where your loved one has gone? Their destination is unknown. Their activities have been so unfortunate that they are probably going to hell first before they go on to their next destination. So the great souls like Prabhupada, what did he do? He left the holy place of Vrindavan. He traveled at great risk and with great bravery to the shores of America to spread this mission. And he started, of course, he didn't start preaching at an old age. He was preaching all the time. From the time he met Bhaktisiddhanta, of course, he was raised in a Vaishnava family. But from the time he met Bhaktisiddhanta, he was helping the mission. And then he was distributing Back to Godhead magazines out on the street. Here is one of our Back to Godhead magazines. What good fortune. We can give Back to Godhead magazine, which reminds me I should make some subscriptions for Back to Godhead for my family. I usually do that, but I'm sure it's run out. I just made one for another person. You know, to get this benediction of knowledge. And a Back to Godhead, Prabhupada was trying, a little paper, Back to Godhead, it was on the streets, he was trying, even to the point of exhaustion sometimes. And so many people, no, thank you, no time. You know, people don't have time, but they do have time. And when things like the COVID and all these natural disasters, the fires in California, the hurricanes, the earthquakes, the floods, I mean, really, people wake up. The people of the world, come on, wake up. Sleeping soul, Jeev Jaga, wake up. Take a Back to Godhead magazine. We see people like Vaisheshika however you pronounce it, you know, they are distributing a lot of books. And I'm preaching to myself here because New Vrindavan is shut down right now. And so we don't have anyone coming. And it would be nice to be able to do some books. I try and do them at the palace. But anyway, this is a movement to wake people up, to give them an opportunity to change their future. We have the chanting, which we can take to the streets. Books, festivals, prasadam, which reminds me I was going to see about making like cookies or something, not only to pass out to the devotees here, because it's Christmas, but to do what they do in Alachua. They get these little boxes, and people like Mukya, who's the temple president, they make cookies and they send them to their families. You know, it's prasadam distribution. It'll have an effect at some point. When they were doing the, recently, the GBC strategic planning was interviewing different devotees, Harisari Prabhu, Malati Prabhu, Radhanaswami, you know, about the position of Srila Prabhupada within ISKCON, the preeminent acharya, the guru, the base, the foundation, the founder acharya of ISKCON, and how important keeping that in mind, that Srila Prabhupada has laid a foundation that everyone else is taking advantage of in their service, their preaching. We didn't write these books. We didn't translate them. We didn't bring them to the West. We didn't inspire the temples. We are following in the footsteps of the founder, Acharya. And we don't want to leave Prabhupada out of the picture at any moment. Even if we have other great souls who are carrying on the mission of Srila Prabhupada, and we do. We have very empowered, wonderful souls in our ISKCON that have picked up the mission, like the sons, the Prachetas, they picked up the instructions of their father and have carried it to a great level to attract the personality of Godhead. So we have so many great souls in our movement that have picked up the instruction of Srila Prabhupada, and they're carrying that torchlight of knowledge to the world. We're so fortunate to be in a position that we are today. So we want to always remember Srila Prabhupada as the, which is what he wanted also. Everything should say founder acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. It's an important item. So in the purport, Prabhupada says that sometimes unintelligent men ask why one is put in a miserable condition, even though everyone is under the control of the personality of Godhead. And he answers it by saying that we all have minute independence to obey or disobey the laws of God. If we obey, we become happy. If we disobey, we become unhappy. So he's saying we make our own misery and happiness. So nowadays people want to blame God. Why has God let this COVID happen? Why has God let this fire go that destroyed so many homes? Excuse me, God is not doing it. Your karma, your past activities are doing it. It's a world of ignorance. The people are in so little God consciousness that they have the unfortunate mindset to blame God for all the difficulties in the world. They need to know, hey, your choices independently, your choices collectively have caused the world to be in the terrible state that it's in. There was a song years and years ago by Michael Jackson, of all people. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make a change. No, the world's made up of so many living entities, so many human beings. And if everybody takes a look and in their own life and changes their life individually, the world will change. So we see groups that are trying to promote change in the world. We see PETA, Vegan Outreach. They are in the face of the public. Hey, look at what you're doing to the animals. Look at the torture. PETA is this blatant with their message that cruelty to animals is not acceptable. And meat eating is a product of cruelty to animals. So where did they get that from? Where did these groups of people get that from? They definitely were not around when I was young. As far as I'm concerned, the distribution of so many books by ISKCON, Prabhupada's teachings about the karma involved in the killing and eating of meat and killing of animals, and the book distribution, the preachers that have gone on, the Back to Godhead magazines that have gone on for years and years and years, have had an effect on the society. So people are carrying on the torch, maybe not of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that's our business, but at least they're shouting out to people, stop these activities. There's other people shouting to people in the world, hey, the ecology of the world is being destroyed by your stupidity, your ignorance, your lack of consciousness. Stop using plastic. Get back to natural living. What did Prabhupada teach us? Where did the people get the idea from? Simple living, high thinking. It's the message of the Lord. It's a message of Prabhupada. Get away from this horrible throwaway society and change your life. Get into simple living and high thinking. And again, I'm preaching to myself. You know, let's stop using all the plastic. You go into some grocery stores, they're very natural. All their produce is not in plastic. You go into certain places, and I have to say, even Trader Joe's, I'm surprised. You know, kind of an upscale place, and all their produce is wrapped in plastic with plastic baskets underneath it. It's like, wait a minute, people, wake up. So as a group, the human society needs to make changes. And our duty as good sons of the Lord and the spiritual preceptors that we follow is to teach people, hey, you know, this needs to change. And whatever opportunity we have, or we have to try and make an opportunity, rack our brain. How can we help make a change? Because the world is getting all these terrible reactions because of the lack of God consciousness, the lack of practical consciousness. Prabhupada was super, super practical. My initiation beads that I sent to Srila Prabhupada in a little box with a paper, it was a paper bag that I cut out and taped around it to mail it. It came back in that same box with the same paper turned inside out. And Prabhupada sent my beads back to me like that. You know, people, they need to wake up. You go to the mall, what do you see? Store after store of mainly women's clothes. It's like, you know, who are we trying to impress here? And half of them are made of plastic. They're not even really recyclable. It's just a poor consciousness. We are the Brahmins of the society. We are the Vaishnavas. We are the ones who need to follow in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya. who went out on the streets and propagated Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada went out on the streets. Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj went out on the streets. You know, however we can at this time. People are suffering and they're afraid. They're looking death in the face. Oh, if I go without my mask, oh, if I go into this place, if I have a dinner with my family, someone may bring, and it's true, someone may bring COVID into their midst. And I can't remember who it was that just told me a few months ago that their brother that had a dinner with his grown-up daughter and her husband, and he got COVID and died. It's like, oof, you know, people are afraid. Death is facing them right now. It's a good opportunity to share what we have with them. It's a good opportunity. Right now, they're running after, they're disobeying the laws of God, which means they're going to get a bad reaction. So they're running after those people that are promoting sense gratification. And sense gratification is necessary. We need our senses satisfied. Prabhupada said, too much salt, not good. Too little salt, also not good. We want our senses satisfied. We want beautiful clothes, but why not have simple, natural clothes? Not plastic clothes. That's just my little tidbit to put in there. And not so many. And certainly not so sensual. So we can change the world that way, you know. The habits of people are promoting bad immediate reactions. I was just told the story of a young girl who was new to our movement, and she, you know, anyway, I'll take away from that situation. There's the way people dress promote a certain mentality in other people. If a beautiful, attractive woman, especially a young woman, dresses in a certain way, it's going to attract the lust of a young man. Or a young man, if he dresses in a certain way and does things in a certain way, will attract the lust of a certain young woman. So, or women, which is more the case in this age. Isn't it sad that people can't even get married nowadays so much? They're not looking for a long-term relationship, because they're being taught by the media, by family sometimes, that it's okay. You know, you can have multiple boyfriends at a young age. It's like they're not trained. So they're doing the wrong thing. They're disobeying the higher precepts of God. And so karmically, bad things are coming their way. So what would we know without Prabhupada coming here and giving us something? A book, a magazine, a temple, a kirtan, japa. What would we have? We'd be in the same boat as these people. This is the kindness of the Vaishnava. We want to change, as Prabhupada said, hippies into happies. We want to change the karmis, the dreadful word karmis. We want to change the hearts of the people to look for something higher in life. We want to give them a taste that they're always anxious for, that taste of devotion for which they're always anxious, that they're not finding in the world. They're not finding in their school. They're not finding it in their media. They're not finding it in their sense gratification or in their friends. So that's the the gift that we have. You give them a small taste, you know, something that will keep them coming back. We see the memories videos. So what do we see? We see people that came across the devotees, came across Prabhupada by a book. I mean, I was listening to some of the devotees. They met, I think it was Vaisheshika. He got a book of Srila Prabhupada's Devamrita Swami also. Got a book. You know, they met a devotee somewhere or somehow got a book. And they met Srila Prabhupada and his teachings through the books. Prabhupada said they're like time bombs. They come into the presence of someone and someday they will react on somebody. And if somebody makes some progress, I was giving a class one time in Boston. Malati and I went there for the festival where Srila Prabhupada had arrived in Boston. And I was giving a class, and when I came out, there was this hippie guy on the stairs. We were sitting out in front of the temple. And there was this hippie guy with long hair and an aloha shirt on. And he was looking at me. He said, "Do you remember me?" I said, "I'm sorry, I don't." He said, "I remember you from the Hawaii temple." And it was like 25 years earlier. He had been a student at the University of Hawaii. And I had been a young Brahmacharini in the Hawaii temple. And he had come because he was attracted to the prasadam, and I guess to me. but he's a devotee now. He's not an initiated devotee, but he goes to India, he goes to the temples, he chants, he always talks about chanting in Prabhupada, and you know, it's just amazing to see. A friend of mine had gotten into some legal trouble. And this friend of mine was a preacher. And he had a a lawyer given to him by the state, like a public defender, I guess they're called. And so this friend of mine was preaching to this lawyer. And he preached to him. And this man became very interested in Krishna consciousness. And he's got a nickname, Dharmaraj, like upholder of justice, Dharmaraj. And, you know, he's read Prabhupada's books. He even used his office when Bhakti Chir Maharaj was here years ago filming the Abhay Charan series. If you see when Hayagriva is meeting with the dean in the series, the dean calls Hayagriva into his office because Hayagriva was a professor at the Ohio State University, and he was teaching English, I believe, but he was also talking about Krishna consciousness. So the dean calls him into his office. So in the movie, the dean is this lawyer friend. And the office is his actual lawyer's office. But that's in the movie. So we don't know where there'll be a submissive ear. Jasoda is a woman, a disciple of Jayapataka Maharaj. She has lived here for many years. And she just moved to Denver, I think it is. Arizona somewhere. Anyway, so she's a social worker. She's someone who takes care of people and their invalidity, old age, whatever. You know, she does house calls. And so during Kartik, before she left, she was having the Damodar prayers. She was actually posting some videos. She was inviting her workers, the workers that she works with, the Karmi workers that she works with, to come to her house and say a prayer and offer a candle to Damodar. And they were coming. She had like 5 or 6 of them coming to her house, offering candles. You know, we just don't know. But if we don't try, we'll never know. And I'm preaching to myself here. So in a lecture in 1971 in San Francisco, June 28th, Prabhupada says, we spirit souls have no business in this material world, but because we want to enjoy it, leaving the association of Krishna, we have been given this ship, this body, to ply over the material ocean. So if you know how to ply the ship over the ocean, there is no, fear of being drowned. If you have got a good captain of the ship, and the ship is well built, then you'll have no danger. So the captain is the spiritual master, and the body is the good ship. These are examples given. We have to cross over this material ocean, so we must have a captain and a good ship and favorable air, so that beautiful verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the first canto, first chapter, text 22. They are talking to Suta Goswami. So they're thanking him for being the captain of the ship. For those who desire to cross the difficult ocean of Kali. So I always say this about Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada is the captain of the ship for those who desire to cross the difficult ocean of Kali, which deteriorates all the good qualities of the human being. We think that we have met your goodness by the will of providence, just that we may accept you as the captain of the ship. That's actually how it goes. We think we have met your goodness by the will of providence so that we may accept you as the captain of the ship for those who desire to cross the ocean of Kali, which deteriorates the good qualities of the human being. So the qualities of the human beings on this planet have deteriorated greatly. They're totally lost. They're afraid. And they're facing so many difficulties. Who wouldn't be compassionate? Who wouldn't follow in the footsteps of the captain, Srila Prabhupada, to help save the humanity? In saving the humanity, we save the planet, right? Because they give up their bad habits. They stop their foolish waste. So much waste in this world, so much waste of unnecessary things. I was flying over, I just came from LA a few weeks ago. I was staying with my son. My two oldest sons just opened a vegan food truck. They had the plan for it before the COVID hit. They have the beautiful truck called the Veggie Bomb. In Los Angeles, so they figured they might as well go out on the street. They're distributing prasadam. They're helping people in that way. It's a business also. So I was out there helping, working in the Veggie Bomb, distributing prasadam, taking care of my glorious granddaughter, Veda, and doing all the things a good grandmother and mother do. But as I was flying across the country, I was noticing there's just so much land. There's so much vacant land. What is it? Too many people in the world? I don't think so. I mean, there's so much land. How could there be too many people? There's so much natural resources. Maybe too many people in the city. But if if government and people in general had the right mindset, there's so much opportunity for people to live in this world. They don't really need to be on the street. We were looking for a place for the food truck because with the COVID, there's very few places. People aren't on the streets anymore. There's certainly no events going on, which is what they got the truck for. So we went downtown Los Angeles. This is Los Angeles, one of the biggest U.S. cities. And we went by the Whole Foods thinking maybe there would be people on the street there to park the truck. Almost all the stores were boarded up. They had big plywood in their window because of the protests that went on a few months before. People, all the windows were getting broken and people were looting the stores. So the stores downtown, all the windows were boarded up. And then as we went through the streets, we turned the corner. And there, downtown Los Angeles, there were two or three blocks with hundreds and hundreds of homeless people in tents living on the sidewalks of Los Angeles. Hundreds of them, hundreds of them. I mean, how? Why? Is there not enough world resources, enough money in this world to develop land that we have an abundance of, to find ways to develop businesses, small businesses, to get people working and provide housing that's not just ridiculous? I was a few years ago in Los Angeles also helping my son to find an apartment. I couldn't find an apartment that didn't want proof from the bank of $5,000 or $6,000 a month income. Now, most of the people on this call are probably professionally well set. Not everyone is like that. You know, not everyone's making $10,000 a month, $5,000 or $6,000 a month. The rents are so high in these cities that people can't afford it. So they're buying a tent and living on the street. What kind of humanity is that? And there are people that have so much money, they don't know what to do with it. So they misspend it. Oh, let me spend $1 million to get a ride in a rocket ship or a whatever they're doing with their millions of dollars. Hey, why not buy some property, build some houses, start some businesses, and relocate some of these human beings that are living on the streets? Someone's greed is, you know, it's just, everything is just so out of whack. Prabhupada said we have the answers. We do. It's not that we can just go out and say, hey, you know, change everything, but we can have an influence. And the people that have a lot of money, they're in the same position as the people who don't. They're bewildered, they lack knowledge, they're suffering, they're facing death. So, you know, there's not a whole lot of difference. The difference is they have the facility to help change the world. But because they don't know what to do. Anyway, we're Vaishnavas. It's our duty as good sons of the Lord and of the spiritual master to perform the austerities, to make ourselves pure, to call Krishna to, and that's what Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj did. He sat in a hut for, I believe it was years. It was a number of years, eating once a day, only khichdi. And I believe it was only what he could eat bending over. In what, you know, it's like he performed austerities and chanted Hare Krishna, the mantra for deliverance for this age. The austerity, if you want to call it that, the austerity for the age. so he could be empowered to preach. So in our position, we're not Bhakti Siddhanta Maharajas. We're not going to go sit in a hut, but we can chant as much as possible, do as much devotional austerity as possible to become empowered, to be able to change the hearts, to be able to change the face of the planet. Krishna's counting on us. Not that he needs us, but we've been given this jewel. Our spiritual master's given us an instruction. So we perform the austerities and try and change the face of the world. It's our good fortune that we're not in the ignorant position of so many people in this world. And it can be fun. We can do it in a fun way. We just have to figure it out. Krishna needs to inspire us. We need to be in a position for Krishna to inspire us. So I think my time is about up. Thank you very much for the opportunity. I hope you're still there. I hope I didn't lose connection with you.
Hare Krishna Mataji, thank you very much. Such a beautiful class in this early morning. If anybody have any questions, realization, sharing, please go ahead.
Okay, maybe I put everyone to sleep.
Hare Krishna Mataji, that was so very beautiful, beautiful class this morning, Mataji. It was very nice to hear from you. Thank you so much for speaking about the fact of the outside world and how Prabhupada has taught us about simple living, high thinking. Thank you so much, Mataji. You brought up so many points today. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
You know, we don't all have the ability to start a project to help propagate Krishna consciousness, but there are enough projects going on that we can help those projects for those people that are able to propagate Krishna consciousness. The TOVP is such a great project, and it will attract the world. So if instead of spending our money on useless, and I'm also guilty, you know, going to town for something to do, especially years ago, you know, and going shopping and buying stuff. Oh, this is so cheap. This is so nice. This is a good price. This is whatever. And then you come back and you've got all this stuff. And then sometime later, oh, what did I buy this for? I don't even need this. I don't like this. It doesn't fit or whatever. And then you give it to somebody else or give it to the Goodwill. It's like, so instead of spending our money for something that's not really a necessity, we give it to the TOVP or we give it to someone's project, the project Food for Life in Vrindavan. Sponsor a child there, which I did for a number of years, but financially I couldn't do it any longer. But some people have a big pocket. My pocket is little. You know, I've lived at the temples for 50 some years, and I haven't spent a lot of time finishing my education, getting a profession, and earning a lot of money. But still, we can do with our extra stuff that we don't need to spend on junk. We can use it to save somebody who is coming forward with a, you know, like one of the children in Vrindavan, the Food for Life, the midday meals, there's so many projects. When I first started, we had no charities. Food for Life wasn't around back in the day. Our charity was going out on the streets and distributing magazines and chanting, giving people the holy name. That was our charity. Now, as things change and so many people that are working that do have money are coming forward, that, you know, we have opportunities to use that money in a way to help others and change the face of the planet.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Very, very nice point you have told. Yes, Mataji. Once again, and you were told very nice point that, you know, we gather so many things, we go out and we get so many things. Sometimes we don't even open the packet. I mean, the tag is still there, lying over there. We don't even use. And then we have to throw it out of the size or out of no use, we throw it. Thank you for reminding us. Instead of wasting those money, we can use it in for Krishna's service. Thank you, Mataji. This was such a point.
It's a habit. When I was in the Far East, we had a center in Hong Kong. And I noticed that even and everywhere, people, their enjoyment was to go to the mall, to go to the mall and go shopping. It's like a pastime. It's like a Kali Yuga pastime. And I'm guilty. It's a Kali Yuga pastime. It's a habit. What do we do today? Oh, we have nothing to do. Why don't we go shopping? Why don't we go window shopping? Oh, let's go to this store. Let's go to that store. And for some people, it's dangerous because some people don't have a big income and they get themselves in credit card debt, which I know a few people that's happened to. But still, just to, okay, if you want to do that, you go shopping or you just go window shopping, you know. You just look and see and maybe you find something that is good for somebody else, something somebody needs. There's a baby shower coming up or, you know, whatever. Christmas is coming, so what do we do? Do we give people things that they're just going to throw away? Or do we give them things that they can actually use? Something that's good for their health. I've been getting involved with this doTERRA natural oils, and I've used oils for years. I know oils, essential oils, have a good effect on the body, on the mind. When I was in Hawaii, when the COVID started, Kusha, who also uses oils, was using the diffuser. I don't know if you can see my diffuser back here. So there's a mixture of oils called a thieves oil that is supposed to be very good for bacteria and viruses. So she has it in the temple going all the time. So I asked my naturopath doctor about it, and she said, yes, it's a good thing. So there are things that we can get into, that we can do, that will help, you know, other people physically. So I've got the cream from doTERRA for arthritis for my mother. I'm going to make her, and that's what this little box was for. My mom likes a certain kind of candy, and I realized that I could actually make that candy. So I'm going to make her this candy. I'm going to offer it to my Krishna and Radha and Prabhupada, and I'm going to send her this doTERRA blue salve that's for arthritis that I know is going to help her, and I'm going to send her prasadam. So, you know, instead of going and buying a bunch of junk, why not make it a time? I've given her some books that, you know, I know she's not going to read most of them, but some of the books I've given her, like, what is that? Descriptions of Autumn? No, that's the book, the Chinese version of the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada. Anyway, I can't remember the name of it.
Okay.
Light of the Bhagavata.
Light of the Bhagavat. I love that book. It's so beautiful. And it's so artistically done. So I gave my mom that book because she likes Oriental stuff. And so she still has it on her bookshelf. So we can, you know, try and figure ways to help people at this time and give them Krishna consciousness. When we have money, I guess that's why Jesus said it's easier for a man to put a camel through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Because when we have money, we have such a materialistic tendency that we can misuse it. And it drags us into a lower level of life. So, you know, with what money we have, we use it to uplift the world. And then people in turn, it'll be more of a domino effect, which is what's happened. What happened? Prabhupada came here by himself. He inspired a handful of bohemian hippies. And they in turn inspired people who inspired people who inspired people. Look at the ISKCON now. We have a beautiful blossoming lotus flower of ISKCON. It didn't start out like that. I gave a class yesterday to this Russian group, you know, telling them how we ate off of wax paper. In LA, we didn't even have shoes. There was one box of flip-flops, and they were all different sizes and different colors. And whatever you could get out of that box, you wore on Hari Nam, which was like a six-hour austerity downtown LA. You know, it wasn't always so opulent. So now we have money, we have opulence, and I actually know two people that I know that had, and they were devotees. They had a lot of money, lots and lots and lots of money. And just like that, it was gone. Just like that. One was doing something a little shady and it got nipped and they lost everything. The other one trusted someone with their business and they lost everything. Two people that I know. And I don't know a lot of people. So we may be sitting in a very good position financially, but it may not be there tomorrow. So we want to use whatever we have at the present to be used as an austerity and a sacrifice for the pleasure of Krishna and the spiritual master and help the world instead of buying a bunch of junk. All right, I think I've babbled enough.
Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji. Very nice class. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Please accept
my Namagauri. I miss your sweet paratas.
Yeah.
Oh, and as you see, I'm here in New Vrindavan. I'm not traveling.
Yeah, and it's very cold there, right?
Yes, I've noticed.
Yeah, thank you, Mataji. Very, very beautiful class.
Okay, thank you, everyone, for your association.
We all need to think about it, like, you know, going for shopping, and because all these stores, they encourage and they send the coupons at home. So when this pandemic started, I stopped going shopping, no buying clothes, because we don't have to go anywhere. So we don't even need much clothes. And
that's true.
Yeah. And they send the coupon of 30% off. And my son showed me, look, 30%. And he said, I will save 100% by staying home.
That's true. I mean, we want business to go on during this difficult time for sure. We don't want the economy having a hard time, but why not promote the businesses that are beneficial? You know, why not? You know, we just have to find businesses that are beneficial for people.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Thank you very much for your association. Banshakalpa Tribesha Kripa Sindhu All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Guranda. Hare Krishna, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you for the wonderful class, Jayashree Mataji. Thank you.
All glories to Kutikutikan and the assembled devotees and Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you so much, Mataji.
Thank you. See you next time. I've got to go prepare for dressing tomorrow up at the temple.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Jai Sri Devi Mataji ki jai and all assembled devotee ki jai. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.